conversation on Interactive FM with your hosts, Phil Jewish and Ian Leon.
Thank you. to you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Oscillations show number 91. Boy, have we got an action-packed show lined up for you tonight.
Action-packed!
Action-packed, Mick. We opened up with a wonderful electronic ditty from the brothers Cecilberg. It's called Overture, and Jeder ist heutzutage glücklich. If somebody survives, we will have a return match, and that's from Conditions Music in 1972. And we only thought it would be the right and honourable thing to play the last tune on the Spooky Tooth Pierre Henry collaboration album Ceremony, which was Hosanna. So that's rounded up the entirety of that album for 4 years. Anyway, I've got a little bit of information on Cecil Berg. This album is called Synthetic One, and it's by the brothers Wolf and Eckhart Cecil Berg. They pioneered the modular synth experiments in 1970s Germany, just as their peers Beaver and Krauss, Tonto's Expanding Headband, or the Silver Apples did in the USA. Anyway, their performances often took place in art galleries or modern art museums, where besides their sounds, they also offered seminars to instruct the public into the art of synthesizer sounds. Wolf Cecil Berg became an electronic music enthusiast through his work at the Hamburg Schauspielhaus, and under the influence of Swedish composer Carl Berger Blomdahl. We paid you some Carl Berger Blomdahl from the Dance Sacral LP a couple of shows back, and his electronic tone generator, which Carl Berger Blomdahl was pioneering. His brother Eckhart devoted all his passion into building his own synthesizers, and a process that lasted over 10 years. The good news is that they did record their performances, and obviously we're playing the results of those tonight. And a selection of those tapes recorded between 1971 and 1973 formed their 1973 album Synthetic One, which sees its first vinyl reissue ever, now on Wawa Records, the Sublime Wawa Records, containing a way-out sound, often ignoring the principles of standard rhythm and melody in favour of adventurous experimentation with the endless possibilities of the synthesizer. It's one of the most underrated Kraut albums that nonetheless deserves to be up there with the likes of the early works of Cluster with a C and a K, and Messrs. Konrad Schnitzler. So we'll move swiftly on and play you the second tune, which is Eintrachtkreis, Paranoia, Die 200 Jahre Feier findet nicht statt, Condominatsmusik from 1973. We'll be right back.
Oh, words fail me, honestly. We've already had a rundown of the first three tracks of the show tonight. Tracks 4 through to 11 were the first track from Susan Chiani's Seven Waves album, and that track was called The First Wave, Birth of Venus. We're kind of alternating between Susan Chiani and the Cecil Berg album. The next track after that was from the Cecil Berg Synthetik 1 album, track entitled Verhütungsfreudele Walzer, brackets, Kontinentmusik für eine Akademie, from 1973. After that, we had Susan Chiani, the Second Wave, second track off the Seventh Wave album, Second Wave, Siren 3, followed again by Cecil Berg Synthetik 1, track entitled Speedy Ahmed, Verhaltz am Weisung from 1973. Yeah, so Speedy Ahmed has reminded us of Spastic from Richie Horton's Sheet 1 album. Anyway, to carry on, the following track after that was Third Wave from Susan Chiani, Third Wave of Love in the Waters, followed by Studentenzucker is right in shocking. Tu gern was du tun muss. Followed again by Susan Chiani, The Fourth Wave, Wind in the Sea. And the final track played here was from Synthetik 1. And big deep breath, it's a very long title. It's Dimension sind glücklich, sie kriegen, was sie begehren und begehren nichts. Was sie nicht kriegen können. Laubsäger Bastler, the light shining on the sleeve, you see, and I can't read it. Briefmarken Sammler und Brieftauben Tücher bilden das Rückgrat der Menschheit. Kondolenzmusik, 1973.
Cheers, Mick. We're very close to the end of the show, but I'll give you a little bit of a brief introduction to Cecil Berg, and we'll probably carry on with playing some Cecil Berg next week and the sort of latter end of the Susan Chiani as well. So anyway, the emergence of the electronic duo Cecil Berg is the result of a unique symbiosis. While Wolf Cecil Berg, born in 1941, worked as a stage assistant in the Deutsches Schauspielhaus, German Theatre in Hamburg, and the State Opera, in 1960 he came face to face with the premiere of Berger Blomdahl's Electronic Experiments in Aniara. For Wolf Cecil Berg, this was the initial spark and the beginning of an intensive and later on professional study of experimental music, film and painting. While Wolf Cecil Berg approached these phenomena on an artistic and intellectual level, his brother Eckhart, who was 10 years younger, born in 1952, did something else. His discovery was of electronics was through a technical interest in them. At first, it was simple walkie-talkies that he built as an 11-year-old boy. Then he worked meticulously, encouraged by his older brother, on his first electronic sound generators. In 1965, when he was 13, he began to work on the first still simple precursors to what would become a unique synthesizer over the next years, which he finally completed with minimal financial resources in 1970. This first self-developed, self-built synthesizer can be heard on the recordings presented here. In contrast to the conventional devices of the time, the synthesizer on Synthetik 1 had no memory, therefore it didn't need to be pre-programmed, and the sounds could be set and generated spontaneously with its many knobs and switches. The recordings on this LP were originally self-released, obviously, by the Cecil Berg brothers in 1973, and limited to 1,000 LP copies. The results are the pieces between 1971 and 1973, including Phoenix, which was the electronic score to the film of the same name, whose peculiarity is that the pictures were carved or painted directly on the footage. Anyway, I'm going to say my goodbyes and auf Wiedersehen and all that. Mick?
Yes, and please stay tuned, because we're not sure what follows yet, but it's going to be good because this is IFM, and next week we are show number 92.
We're going to leave you with the Fifth Wave from Susan Chiani, so goodbye.
Peace.